Welcome back to segment 3 of program 9 of The Bigger Picture here on AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia, WCGA. And this is Woody, your host on this program, which today is talking about my significant response to the movie The Sound of Freedom, which Cindy and I saw on Tuesday night, which has profoundly kicked me up to a new level of understanding and action. And I guess you're my victims because I'm sort of, I'm off script right now. I'm kind of going on emotion, and that's not the right thing to do. But I'm going to do it, and I'm going to press on. I want to tell you about, I was telling you about this lady, but I want to tell you about a fellow that I interacted with a few years ago. And I've selectively just had to kind of X people off my list of friends and associates when I didn't see in them wisdom, which the Bible suggests we do. Depart from a fool when you perceive him. He does not have the lips of knowledge. And this individual is a good guy. He's approximately my age. He has a military background. But he has something I'm going to talk about here shortly in spades. And that's a very high opinion of his opinion.
Well, Woody, you have a pretty high opinion of your opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I do now. I do. But I do so because I have a track record. And that track record says, professionally, I did what I was supposed to do, and I did it well enough to be able to be trusted with the life of the Vice President of the United States. Or the accomplishments of the children that Cindy bore and nurtured, the six of them, the six males that are our sons. What they have accomplished is incredible, and they are married to wonderful women that are equally or even more accomplished, and they've produced godly, healthy, productive, intelligent children to the number now of 15. That's a pretty good track record, and the service in the community and other things. But I also have that good library I talked about by wise people, and you wage war with an abundance of counselors, and I'm not naturally the sharpest tack in the drawer. I just have passion, and I have a belief that pushes action. And so, yes, because of my background, my incredibly unique background in the military and also in the civilian world, I trust my judgment because of the fact of the Bible first and of my library second. That helps me be confident about the things about which I speak. But I'm talking about this individual, my peer, who wanted to come alongside and say, well, Woody, here's my take on that. And this man does not understand why I could not have cared less what he had to say because of his track record and having knowledge of his life. Here's what that was. First of all, this individual had been in the military, but he had done some pretty pedestrian things. I mean, anybody that is in the military, God bless him, you done good. But he had a pretty pedestrian and brief career, but I guess in his mind he thought because he had worn some stripes in the military that he knew a lot more than he really did. But also in his personal life, he was probably alcoholic, because every time I spent any time with him, beer was just all over his refrigerator. He'd been married, I think, a couple of times, but he was divorced and was living by himself. He was completely alienated from his family. I was the only visitor he had. This was before COVID hit, but he was lying in intensive care ward, being intubated, and there for several days. And as far as I knew, I was the only one that visited this man. I contacted his family and found out just how alienated he was from his family. He's a man that attended church with me for a while, only he could only come Sunday evening because he couldn't get out of bed on Sunday morning. But he had an awful lot of criticisms about what our learned pastor had to say. And he didn't know the Word of God from Huckleberry Finn. He thought he did. Oh, I was raised in Sunday school, Woody. I went to church all my life. Okay, what'd you learn? Have you ever read the Bible through cover to cover, my good friend? in, say, a 3-, 4-, 5-month period, comprehensively, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Have you ever done that, my opinionated friend?
Well, Woody, here's my take on that.
No. I'm tired of people speaking who have no validation of their opinion by their life circumstances. But in America, as I said on a previous show, everybody has an opinion, and they belly up to the table, and, well, here's my take on that. And, folks, that's why we never get done, because dynamic leadership doesn't account for folks like that. They push them aside, and they find those in the ranks of the followers who are principled and focused and loyal, and to get things done. And I'm kind of using this to make the statement about WCGA and what Wes and Dee want to do. We need some men. We need a handful of real leaders. Men who are focused, righteous, virtuous, visionaries with good track records, to come alongside and sacrificially help Wes and Dee make this station what it could be. It has the potential if we just do it. Build it, and they will come, or build it, and it will happen. What is it that will happen? The great reawakening of America. And with that handful of really good leaders that are out there, some of whom are beginning to step forward, but not all that aggressively, we need those trustworthy, faithful, intelligent, God-fearing followers who can salute and carry out a righteous order. We need men to stand up. We need men to stand up. Not women. We need men to stand up. Well, Woody, you just showed where you stand, you sexist pig. No, there's a very valid scriptural and historical reason why it must be men. It's just simply based on the hormone testosterone. We must, ladies and gentlemen, we must get men to step forward and respond to the horror of what I saw Tuesday night, or we are toast. We are that group of folks who are condemned just by scripture and by history because we've done nothing. I hope you'll come back to the next segment. God bless you.